Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Check this
Talk the Town with Nick Eden. I am your host, Nick Eden. I got my man Al with me.
What's good, people?
He's got a little delayed reaction going on today. It's okay. No.
All right.
It's going to work for him.
He's combing his hair.
Combing
my hair.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. You know, we're trying to look fresh.
Man, I'm always fresh, man. Chill out.
Here these two go. Y'all only going back and forth.
Extremely fresh.
In that hot Mississippi sun this past weekend. That's all it is.
Yeah, man. It was hot as man.
Down,
man.
Y'all.
I'm talking about 15 freeze pop could even cool for y'all.
The fact that you even tried to consume 15 freeze pops just lets me know there's something wrong with you. You just saying.
I'm just letting you know. Just
letting
you know, man.
You know what, man? I'm not. Let me go to the news because I got to deal with every week with these cool. So anyway,
I would have made it back in the 1800s, man.
Yes, you would have. You wouldn't have had no choice.
It was a lot darker than you back then,
man.
They made it. You wouldn't have had no choice. Either do it or die. I would have been running with Nat Turner and them, man.
Nat Turner was out there in that. Boy, he was out there in that heat.
Yeah,
he was running, but he was running in the heat. Anyways, man, I'm not sick about y'all, okay? You know what? Let's just jump right into the news. You know what? The last couple of weeks, I can honestly say that I've been upset with the sales. Y'all know I talk about the sales every week. And, you know, we started the year off so great with a lot of urban releases, and a lot of them were coming in at number one and just doing real well, and then it just kind of tanked for a while. So I'm happy to say, man, things are starting to pick back up. One of my favorite soul singers, Ledisi, she just dropped her new album last week called Pieces of Me, and she came in at number 7.
Really?
Just talking about a top 10 Billboard 200. Now, you know, they don't really give her, like, mainstream attention.
Right,
you know, so for her to come in at number 7, that just goes to show. All I'm saying, she also Barry Manilow. She also the Foo Fighters.
She even
also now Country 4. You know when they put out the little compilations and they always sell them through the roof. She also the country compilation. That just goes to show you, man. Good music is going. It's going to make its way up. And I'm telling you, this resurgence of R&B, I'm really loving it right now. I'm really loving it right now. Speaking of which, next week, Jill Scott is going to debut at number 1. It's going to be her first number 1 album of her career.
Right.
Her new album, Light of the Sun, this is her first album with her own label deal with Warner Brothers. It's going to sell between 125,000 to 135,000. That's going to give her the number 1 spot on the Billboard charts next week. First time ever. So big congrats goes out to Jill Scott on that. And actually, sales overall are looking up. The market is actually up 14% versus last week, and it's up about 3% from last year. Now, for those of us who do watch the charts, we know that's a great improvement, seeing that most of the time it's usually going down. But I'm glad to see a lot of our urban releases are starting to get some of the shine that they like. Now, on the independent side, anybody who is familiar with the VH1 show, Love and Hip Hop, you're familiar with the singer Olivia, who was she was the flagship artist for Clive Davis's J Records back when he first opened J Records. But she dropped right before Alicia Keys dropped, and I think a lot of attention got taken off of her. But actually, I had that album. It was a pretty good album. And then she went on. She was the first lady of G-Unit. That little situation didn't work out. And so she went independent. And so her new single, December, that was first debuted on the show, is about 177,000 sold on iTunes. Great independent. She's doing about 220 spins a week. And that's before ads. And Kev, Al, y'all know, working radio, you know how difficult it can be to even get near that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you don't have a label behind you. And she's got about 3 million views on her video for the song December. So big shout out to Olivia. She's been doing her thing. A lot of people said she wouldn't be able to do anything when she left G-Unit, but she's showing y'all that, hey, I got some staying power. Speaking of G-Unit, Lil' Kim reportedly has signed to G-Unit.
What?
Now, this comes on the heels. Now, we all know that recently 50 Cent has decided to take another shot at G-Unit South by signing Atlanta rapper Shawty Lowe. We just had the birthday bash last weekend. So, Shawty Lowe performing, and he brings out Olivia. He brings out Lil' Kim for his set. And now, basically, she's saying that he's not saying that she's officially signed to them, but that she will be working with him again. You know, everybody knows she had that song with 50 back in the day, the Magic Stick, you know, did pretty well. So they're trying to recreate some of that magic. And this is right around the time Nicki Minaj has decided to take another shot at Lil' Kim. I just heard this record this morning. I was listening to Power 105 in New York. And it's a new Mary J. Blige record. Now, we all know that Lil' Kim and Keisha Cole fell out because on Keisha Cole's single that Nicki Minaj was featured on, Nicki took a couple of shots at Lil' Kim. Now, we all know that Lil' Kim and Mary J. Blige, they go way back, they've been friends for a long time, but on this new Mary J. Blige single, Nicki took a couple more shots. She took a couple more shots. Now, there are rumors that are saying that they're going to dead the beef at the BET Awards coming up this Sunday. I'm not sure the validity of those rumors. I can't say for sure, but I don't know exactly how that's going to go down now that this song has been released and Nicki has taken yet another shot. You know, I think it was before I was kind of upset because I was like, why is Lil' Kim getting involved with this? But Nicki Minaj be sneak this and on the side, and she thinks she's trying to act like people don't notice, or she tries to act all innocent. I just don't know how I feel about that. What do you guys think about that?
Somebody gonna come through and just clothesline Nicki Minaj one day. We gonna see it on World Star Hip Hop, and we just gonna be like, "Ooh, I knew it was gonna."
Didn't Lil' Kim go to jail for somebody shooting one of Foxy's homeboys outside the radio station?
Yeah, I think they gonna learn to chill out messing with
Don't go happen, man.
Lil' Kim,
don't
man, I'm serious, man. Lil' Kim, man, they keep playing her for a joke, man. She gonna end up hurting somebody.
They gotta realize Lil' Kim's from that old school mentality. She takes that beef serious.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Especially they're talking, and then on top of that, I think they don't realize that Kim still can really get down on that mic.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Even though she look like somebody's grandma with a facelift, she still can get down on that mic.
She looked like the bride of Chucky. That's what she looked like.
That too.
Being honest,
I was looking on the internet trying to find exactly who she looked like, and I think I figured it out. She looks like Lamb Chop. Y'all remember the puppet Lamb Chop?
Hell no.
Is this the song that does it?
You're wrong.
She looks like Lamb Chop.
How do you remember the words to that song, yo?
I mean, that was like the most
It just goes on, man.
It never ends, man. It's like, how can you forget that?
Yeah. Now, speaking of things that look like Lamb Chop and hip-hop females, Missy Elliott, she's back in the news. But actually, this is on a serious note. Missy Elliott, she just revealed that she's been suffering with Graves' disease. It's an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid gland as of 2008. Now, we all know from the jump, Missy Elliott's always kind of fluctuated her weight. It's been up and down, and, you know, she got it down and stayed down for a while. When she was diagnosed with this disease, you know, she kind of ballooned a little bit. She said she's been, you know, going through radiation therapy and everything. She's down about 30 pounds. And actually, her they're going to do a Behind the Music on Missy Elliott on June 29th. That's next Wednesday. So you might want to check that out. But especially for those of us who are, you know, like fans of that golden era of hip-hop, you know, she was one of the ones that was really, like, kind of set herself apart from everybody. And finally in the news, Monica. Monica's getting ready to drop another album. Now, this is what's so funny. Everybody, and let me say this, Jagged Edge dropped their album this week. This is Jagged Edge's seventh studio album. Jagged Edge actually came out after Monica. A lot of people are like, why is Jagged Edge dropping an album? They're past their time, they're past this, they're past that. But then they're anticipating Monica's album. It's the same amount of albums. And she's actually been out longer than them. Why do we like to throw our artists to the wayside? Why do we like to think that once you get past a certain age, you can't put out music anymore? Our parents didn't do their artists like that.
The microwave mentality of, you know, you're here today, you can be gone tomorrow. I mean, that's the way we think. You know what I'm saying? Instead of savoring artists like, you know how we love the Isley Brothers, we still love Al Green, we still love the Ohio Players, all those guys. We still love them if you understand music. But the artists that's been out in the last 20 years, the mentality is microwave. It's like, you're here today, you go tomorrow. I don't want to see you no more.
Yeah, like they like to throw Boyz II Men away as an old school group and all this stuff on and pass their phone. It's just like, I don't understand that.
You gotta think about this too, Nick. Just like our co-hosts say all the time, the late and great. Everybody late and great, they dead.
why you saying that, man?
Just saying.
Yeah, you do kill off somebody in the second,
that up,
man.
The late and great.
Come on, man. I guess what kind of prompted me on that was I was looking at Unsung on TV One, and they showed the story of the Spinners. And, you know, them cats, they were together for about 15 years before they got their first single that actually charted. Like, realize when they came out, they were some grown men.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about in their 30s, and they end up having more R&B top 20 hits than any other group except for the Jacksons.
Yeah.
They could have done that in this era. We'd be so quick to throw them away, it's ridiculous.
No.
But you gotta think about it. Ever gotten the songs in the key of life if we threw away artists. If they threw away artists, you know, the way we do nowadays. Yeah. We might not have ever gotten a sexual healing album or I Want You or What's Going On album. Just think about that. Because we're so quick to throw these artists away. That's a whole nother show in itself.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna get into today's show. Say something. I was thinking about this. I tried to watch a music video, and damn if I couldn't find one. I couldn't find one TV station to play a music video. Not BET, not MTV. None of it. And I got to thinking, I'm like, man, I want my music television. Whatever happened to the music video? I mean, sure, you can see them on TV if you got MTV2 and MTVU, MTV Hip Hop, BET Hip Hop, Centric, VH1 Soul, and all those other VH1 Midget, every other channel they got out there. But if you don't have those extended channels that cost about an additional $100 a month, you're going to have to struggle for about an hour and a half at 106 and Park if you want to see a video. Now, for those of us from the MTV generation, we remember the creative videos, real storyline, a lot more than just random shots at the club. But that's what we're talking about tonight. what happened to the music video? We're actually going to play our first song, and then we're going to get right into this topic. This first song is by a young artist out of New Jersey by the name of Jesse Idol, and it is his new single, Stop and Go. This is the Middlemen Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I ain't trying to be funny. I thought that was Jesse's girl. Wow.
Hell no. Shit show, man, play the song.
You want me to stop? But I want to go now. I'm high, feel like I'm about to get myself in something. Mess around and lose everything. Intoxicated off of her scent. Cause I feel like I maybe drank a little bit too much, and it's evident. Cause when she touched me, everything becomes a blur.
Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. I really like the record.
Yeah, that was pretty hot. Y'all need that. I need that, Nick. Who is that?
Jesse Idol, young cat. Idol. Actually, young cat, military cat. Served the military, served his country, you know. Got out of the military and was like, you know what, I want to do something with my life. I want to, you know, explore music.
Right.
He's actually been featured on MTV. He performed for, Jamie Foxx's pre-Grammy party, like this, and all this is independent. Real good down to earth dude. We're actually gonna try to get him in for an interview one time.
Please do that, because I would like to talk to him. I like that flavor.
Yeah,
we got a lot of this nice stuff.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about I Want My Music Television. What happened to music videos? Look, man, I can remember the first music. My first memory was actually a music video. Like, my oldest memory that I can just sit there and think about, it was Phil Collins, Easy Lover, with Phil from Earth, Wind & Fire. That was my very first memory. And you know what, the thing about it is, it wasn't just a whole lot of money and big budget. But it was a lot of creativity.
in the videos back then. Even up to the, I'd say, the late 90s, early 2000s. There was a lot of creativity. It was a lot of stuff that actually went, you know, into the production of these music videos. Nowadays, it's just like, man, what the hell are these cats thinking?
Right.
Where's artistic value in this?
What was that video that they had a long time ago where the guy was drawing in cartoon format? You know what I'm talking about?
That take on me.
Yeah, that was, you're right, Craig.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
The highest point back then.
Yeah.
Now, for those of us, and if you guys want to get into the conversation, you can definitely give us a call. 718-508-9972. Now, the very first video that was shown on MTV was actually, it's about to be the 30th anniversary for MTV. Coming up August 1st, it will be 30 years. And the very first video that was shown, ironically, was by The Buggles. It's called Video Kill the Radio Star. Kev, you asked me that a little earlier today. I did my research, and that was the very first video. How ironic that the first music video I ever played was a premonition of what was going to happen to the industry. Or were they trying to tell us something?
Yeah, they were trying to tell us something. Yeah.
You know, Snake, about to tell us, man, we about to mess y'all up.
Yeah.
But if you look back a little further, you know, the concept of the music video is not anything that's just necessarily been around in the last 30 years. But you look at something like the Dick Clark Show and just all these different variety shows a lot of these artists performed on. You know, the music video goes back a long way, but it's like more and more now it's being based out of MTV. I mean, out of TV. You look at a network like MTV, which stood for Music Television. Now, you know, a couple years ago, they just showed me. They took Music Television out of it. It's just MTV.
Right. Yep.
Same thing BET, it's gone.
Yep, it is.
If you wake up around 5:45 in the morning, you may be able to catch some rock videos on VH1.
Damn.
Maybe.
That is true.
Just maybe.
Yep.
But what
that was the only way I found out who the hell was Tudor's Cinema Club.
Yeah. And I mean, I look at it like us. We had, for us coming up, we had shows that were specifically geared. It wasn't like everything was thrown to this big melting pot. See, now everything's thrown into 106 and Park. So you mean to tell me out of all the songs that are released throughout the year, all the videos that are released through the year, you mean to tell me that only 10 of them are hot enough to be featured on mainstream TV? Think about this. We had Yo MTV Raps.
Mm-hmm.
We had Rap City. We had Video Soul.
Yes.
We even had Caribbean Rhythm. You remember that?
Hell Sunday, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when that come on, damn.
Oh, yeah. But do you remember Cedar's World?
Who?
Cedar's World.
Cedar's World, that Jamaican lady?
That was a little computer-generated chick.
Yeah.
You remember how on Saturdays, you actually had the artists with their top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Their top 24, I'm sorry. They were their top 24 favorite videos. You had Midnight Love. Where
Midnight
is that?
Midnight Soul.
Midnight Soul, you're right. Where did Midnight Soul? Hell, I'll even
tell Up late at night, something like that. Yeah,
BET
Uncut, yep.
I'll take Uncut.
Yep.
But you had these were shows that were specifically geared towards a certain type of music. So if you were a cat like me, I was a Midnight Soul cat. Thankfully, Comcast has them on demand. Just saying. Comcast, go ahead and cut the middleman a check for that. I'm just saying. But they do. Yeah, they got Midnight Soul on demand. But now, see, if you get these television stations, what they're doing now is they get these sub-channels. So you might have BET Gospel, BET Hip Hop, you know, BET J turned into Centric. You got VH1, VH1 Soul, MTV 2, MTV Hip Hop. And you can see that, but it's not, like I said, it costs you about an extra $100 a month.
Hell no.
Now, what I don't get is, If you look at something like YouTube, I just said it earlier, Olivia being independent, this is in the last 2 months, got 3 million views of her single December. If I'm a programmer and I work for a network, I'm going to allot some time to videos. Think about 3 million views. Think about how much ad revenue of that song alone went to YouTube that they're just giving away.
Yep.
They're just giving ad revenue away. Why? Because they want to feature reality shows. We want to do Real World and Road Rules, Making the Band, Flavor of Love and Flavor of Love's Girl and Flavor of Love's Mama, and everything. I Love New York and I Love L.A. and all this other crap. That makes no sense to me. And what does it do for the artist's pockets? You know, artists used to get a pretty little penny from those BET checks, those MTV checks. What does it do for their publishing rights now? Do you remember there used to actually be real budgets?
Yeah.
There used to be video directors' names that you would know were synonymous with
right.
a certain genre. You knew
right.
that when a Hype Williams, when somebody said, oh, I got Hype Williams for my video, you knew that video was about to be on the chain. Hype was going to give you something good.
Can I interject, please? I think Hype was the death of videos.
What?
I hate to say that.
I can't say that. What make you say that?
You know, like the creativity level stopped. I mean, he did some his videos were more colorful and he did a lot of creative things, but it got stagnant after so many people started using them and everybody else started following that same format. You know how
so
it
whose
was,
fault
one,
was it? Was it Hype's fault or was it the fault of the labels who said, hey, we want a video like this? Well, this is all we're going to allow for the budget for the video. Whose fault was it really?
I think, you know, really, I'm not even going to put fault on it. It's just the fact of when Hype saw everybody copying his style, he should have evolved and made a new style. You know what I'm saying? If I got a label.
We got a comment out the check. We got a comment out the check. Phenomenal Black said, you know, he did a Belly Man. Which Belly Man did the same thing too, as far as some, you know, the videos that he had.
Are you talking about Hype with Belly?
Mm-hmm.
I like the cinematical format of Belly. Belly was a dope movie.
Yeah.
He shot in a format that we haven't seen in urban films, and I mean he had a different eye on it. But when it came to the point of everybody copying Hype's style, that to me became the death of the video because everybody started doing certain things like that, especially when your boy Puffy started putting all them crazy videos out.
Now, there you go. That's who Fowler was right there. Puffy. Because you know, Diddy had a lot of faith on some of the videos now. But a lot of those videos that Bad Boy put out, they were good videos. I can't say that. But
I cannot
you know Diddy had a lot of controlling on videos.
On one man. I'm sorry, I can't put the blame on one man. Because at the end of the day, it's those check writers at the label that say, we're going to put away this much. Like, you got to think about it. Think about how expensive videos were in the 90s.
But that wasn't because of the cost of the video actually itself. That director cost so much, and a lot of the locations that them guys used were taxing the hell out of them.
Yep.
Okay,
true.
Well, you think about it. What was the most expensive video in the history of music videos?
Well, one of Michael Jackson's, right?
Michael Jackson's Scream.
Oh, it was Scream, okay.
Think about the special effects that went into that. Think about everything in terms of production that went into that. That was 1995. That stuff looks like the norm now, but it was so far ahead of its time then. It was the cutting edge of technology, of everything you could possibly think. Think about Busta Rhymes and Janet Jackson, what's it going to be? That was a $2.4 million video.
Hmm.
Think about how far ahead of time it was.
Hey, but
and
like,
this was back in the day when albums were going 4 or 5 times platinum. But that album that Busta had, when he had what's it going to be on there, that album sold just over platinum like all of his other albums. And Lester was like, look, we're not going to keep putting money into the visual aspect of this, and we're not getting it back in terms of the sales. So at the end of the day, the people that are cutting the checks are the ones. Now, there was one director that I thought was very creative, and I think he just fell off, and that's Brian Barber.
Yeah, Brian Barber.
Outkast video for Miss Jackson was conceptually one of the best videos I had ever seen.
The only thing I didn't like about the video, I didn't understand the video. It, like, to me, it didn't have no revelation to the song, even though I understand that, you know, once the rain cleared up, you know, it was a brighter day. I got that part of it. But as far as everything else, I mean, I didn't understand at all.
It's easy to understand, dude. The song is about, it's about the relationship. The relationship is breaking down, just like a house was. They're trying to rebuild the house, they're trying to rebuild the relationship, but it's just not working. That was the whole concept behind the video and the song.
Excuse me.
I was saying, when you really look at it, when you really break it down for what it is, that, I mean, it was, but he just kind of fell off. You know, then at some point around 2001, when you had Cisco here with Thong Song, when you had Jay-Z with Big Pimpin', it became less about the creativity of the video, the actual concept, and more about how many asses can we put in the video.
Yeah, that Thong Song video was ridiculous.
But you know, one other thing that I think that hurt videos also was the fact that, you know, like you said, the creativity part really fell off. But when you start getting directors that just start slapping stuff together, like Al said, a lot of stuff don't fit the songs. You listen to certain songs, and if it's a visual type song, it will put you in the mind state of what that song should be like. But then when
you go back
and see the video itself, you're like, man, what in the world? What is this? It don't
fit. I'll give you a prime example. I understood going with a movie theme for it. But when Mystical came out with the video for Shake Your Ass, I thought that was the worst concept you could ever think. We're going to use the concept of Eyes Wide Shut for Shake Your Ass.
And we do have a caller, y'all. We do have a caller.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, caller 757, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? This is Phenom Black in the chat.
What's happening, baby? What's up?
I'm good, man. Somebody put me on to y'all's show. They wanted me to listen in, so shout out to Top5 for that. But one thing I wanted to point out, I heard y'all, when I just came in, you was talking about the whole YouTube phenomenon with the videos now and how they're not on television. And what I want to say is what YouTube has allowed, though, and what television didn't allow was when we did have the Hype Williams, and if you name all the other ones, I can't. I was, you know, my team's them, but those were the guys that were going to get videos for everything. So that's why you were seeing the same type of videos for completely different artists. Like, and it was, to me, that kind of locked the game down with the same thing they do with, like, movie directors and stuff. Uh-huh. What YouTube has allowed to happen now is for people like, for instance, Knife Wonder's director, which is Kenneth Price.
Right.
To shoot videos now and add a whole different aspect to it of creativity. Whereas you're looking at these guys who are getting back into the whole, okay, we want concepts, we want videos. For instance, Big Crit's Dreaming video is probably one of the best videos to come out this year. And there's no big budget on it, but it's good. The video that was for Raekwon, Shaolin versus Wu-Tang was very creative.
Yep.
CeeLo had a video that came out that somebody put me on to that's on YouTube. It's I cannot think of what the damn name of the song is, but it's like completely artistic driven. It's like kind of, I guess,
I know
like
which one you're talking
cartoony.
About. Right. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And
I can't think of the name of it, but I know which one you're talking about.
Right. So now what's happening is, like you said, with the whole, what's the name, driving her career and getting a million views for her December song, which she got those views also because she was on a reality TV show. So that's not, sidetracked from that. She got 3 million views because they played that damn song on hip hop, on Love and Hip Hop. What it's allowing now is people's videos are going back to television. You know, like Big Crit's country shit is now on MTV.
Right.
Right. So also, man, you know, they don't play movies, they don't play videos during the day. They don't play nothing but shows during the day. Reality TV is cheap and it brings in a lot of revenue and it gets a lot of viewers. But when you wake up in the morning, you know, I'm seeing stuff from people like Theophilus London. And videos, you know, artists I've never heard of, and videos that I thought, you know, that I think are pretty creative, and they're just getting shown not on your major stations now. You know, it's like MTV2 and whatever, but they're still out there, man.
But that's the point we're trying to get to, and we definitely thank you for the call. The point I'm trying to get to is that now, yes, they are playing more videos from up-and-comers. I will give them that. But they're not given the same platform as they once were. Oh, we're going to give your video rotation. Your video is going to get rotation on BET Hip Hop, who probably gets less than 30, he probably gets about 13% of the total viewership of BET, period. Most people don't even know there is a BET Hip Hop.
Right.
If a tree falls in the woods, did it make a sound? It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, because actually this next act that we're about to play, they kind of segue into what we're talking about in the next segment. This is Jagged Edge with their new single, Flow Through My Veins. This is the Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton on Blog Talk Radio.
This
sounds
so real.
One particular record. I like this record. Everybody's like, yo, I don't like that. It's horrible. It's this and that. I like the record.
I knew it.
It's your show, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to give a shout out to Phenom that just called in. I don't know if that's the Phenom that we know, man. I want to give a shout out.
I like the record. I don't. You know what it is? I'm a big fan of the R&B group, period. And I'm not talking about just Jagged Edge. I'm talking about just in terms of... I'm a big fan of R&B groups. So when somebody's coming out and they're coming back out with something, I always try to support it. I personally like it. And compared to what if a lot of shit is on radio right now.
Hey, man. I hate to bust your bubble, but they still sound the same. I can slow that down and hear Let's Get Married. Why?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've said that before on the show. You can line up all the Jagged Edge singles, you know, and sing each hook. And it just sounds like one long continuous song. But the point is,
should anybody else in the group sing?
The worst? Yeah, that's a good question. They do. Listen to the album. They do. And let's be honest, people always say, how come they always got the same person singing? But if you heard one of the people singing but never sang before, you'd be like, what the hell are they doing? Like, people just blasted Drew Hill all those years. They were like, Cisco do all the leads. He don't let nobody else get no leads, this and that, this and that. And then finally, when they come out with this other album and it's other people sharing leads, they're like, what the hell is he doing singing? They need to go back to having Cisco sing the lead. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But anyway, this Jagged Edge actually kind of segues into our next portion of the show. We're talking about I Want My Music Television. What happened to the music videos? We don't see them really anymore. You either got to catch them early in the morning or on the internet or on somebody's extended cable plan if you got it. But other than that, you're just going to be short. I remember when people actually looked at music videos and were like, yo, I learned about new music because of these music videos, because of what was played. When Donnie Simpson gave you, you know, brought in a new act and they do their new video, you paid attention to it because it's going to be good.
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
But now here's my problem. The older artists, we talked a little earlier about them getting thrown to the wayside, and it's the exact same thing. You know, they get the lesser budgets for these videos nowadays, and these are the ones that have proven fan bases. That is so backwards to me. We're going to give a higher budget to an unproven artist because they got a hot single in Wichita, Kansas. Yet, because of someone like Ruben Sutter, who has been out, he's, you know, we know Ruben Sutter. We'll give him a lower budget because they know his face, so it's cool. He just needs a visual to go with it. They're tossing the older artist once again to the side. Now, don't get me wrong, unless you're someone like an Usher or Beyonce, you know, they're going to get the high profile because they're going to take them all over the world. But for the older artists, it's just like, Jagged Edge is coming out with a new album. Let's give them I got a little cousin that directs. Let's go ahead and give him a shot. And I'm not saying don't give a shot to up-and-coming directors. Please don't think that. But some of the stuff that's out there, it's just like, come on, dude, really?
Like Phenom was saying, a lot of guys are bringing some artistical means back to directing video. I think, like, one thing Orlando in Mississippi, he was at our conference, he was talking about how everybody has Pro Tools and have the availability to record themselves and do what they need to do. I think it's the same difference with the cameras now. A lot of guys got these HD cameras, man, and can put together very good concepts, very good videos. I've seen a couple of them. Our man, what's his name from Alabama? Tobias. What do you call himself now?
Tobias Tate.
Tobias is dope, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's really an opportunity for new, fresh ideas to come back in the game. And we do have a call, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, caller from 601, you're live on the Middle Man Talk Show. What's up?
What's up, man? This is Mike C. Beats.
What's happening, Mike?
What's up, man? Y'all hear y'all talk about these videos and stuff, man. It's crazy because I actually created a website just for independent artist videos.
Really?
SwagKelly.com. And the thing is, man, it's crazy that a lot of people don't support. You know, you try to do something for people, but they actually don't support it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
because they would spam the hell out of a Facebook page, but, you know, you create a website just for independent artist videos. You know, I'm getting more hits from overseas people, which, you know, is good for me, but, you know, it's just crazy, man.
Well,
stuff needs to change.
Actually, Mike, I'm not being funny. I was just, and Al, was I not just talking to you about this a few weeks ago?
Hold on one second, Nick.
We get bigger supporters overseas. Because I'm an artist myself. We get support from overseas more than they do. They have an appreciation. They're not on the microwave stuff that we are. They have an appreciation for real talent, real creativity. And they tend to support just a little bit more than we do stateside. So that's across the board.
True.
That's not necessarily anything new, unfortunately.
Right. Mike, drop the website for our listeners again and spell it out for them as well.
It's www.swagtelly.com. It's SWAGTELLY.com.
I appreciate that.
Definitely appreciate that. Now, I don't want anybody out there to think that I'm saying that because of a big budget makes your video better. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm playing devil's advocate on this because, honestly, I remember, you know, KRS-One, Eric B. and Ron Kemp. You know, I remember those videos didn't have big budgets at all, but they were creative. There was some thought put into it. Look, if we only got a couple hundred dollars to do this video, then we're going to make the best $200 video we can think of. And that's what it's really all about. Nowadays, it's just like, who's got the biggest ass? Can we get Bucky in this video? Can we get Delicious in this video?
Right.
Can we get Shanika Adams in this video?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is nowadays videos, not only are they, and honestly, this is how people look at them. They look at them as being, oh, this is low budget. I'm going to just, you know, let's get this. It looks cheap. That's how people think. It looks cheap, so it can't be good. And your presentation is important. Your presentation is important. The substance of it is the most important. But let's just be real about it. We do this in our everyday life. We'll go to a store. If we see the store brand, more often than not, most of us will think twice about that. We'll be like, I ain't getting the store brand. It don't look as good as this name brand over here.
Most definitely. I mean, that's just like, you know, how people are crazy about polo, but then you can still go and buy a regular two-button polo without the polo logo on it. But you want to wear polo. Like, you just really want to pay that $79.99 or $99.99 for a polo shirt. But you can also go to TJ Maxx.
Or Ross.
Different.
Right.
Or Marshall's.
Ross.
But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? People associate, you know, name brand, you know, with pretty much everything. I mean,
just like how you have those guest appearances in the video. If you have a high guest appearance in your video, 9 out of 10, your video will get played multiple times, and it will get endorsed. So, I mean, it's a market, you know, because go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I'm going to tell you, I love this YouTube phenomenon, man, because you get the opportunity, especially like how we watch videos all the time, man. Like, what's the guy from California, Los? I mean, he had a dope video. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of guys out there with the opportunity to make these videos on their own without these big budgets and without all these special people in it. And the concepts sometimes are great. How many times, and I know, Nick, we said we was going to stop looking at it, but World Star, how many times you'll find a jewel in that rough, in the midst of all that bull? You find some dope videos in there.
Yeah. You'll find at least four or five a week.
I mean, I don't care if MTV don't show videos no more. I don't care if BET or VH1 or none of these guys show videos anymore. I don't care, because the internet is the next wave of the future. I mean, to me, it gives more access to artists, and artists got to seize the power, just like we did when we were selling out of the trunk.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of halfway agree with you on that. You know, I just feel like, I look at it like this. There was a time when MTV, when BET, when VH1, when all of these shows actually gave
they gave that platform, I feel like because of the fact that that platform is not allowed anymore, there's a lot of good, real music out there that's, that could be at the top of the charts. And it's not about crossing over, it's not about being mainstream, but everyone out there who does some form of art form, you want it to reach as much as it can. You want it to reach as high as it can possibly reach. You know,
right.
Self-Destruction. Remember when Self-Destruction came out?
Good video. Yep.
Think about how much play that got on both MTV and BET.
But that was also a format of that was a the whole format of BET at that time and MTV with Yo MTV Rap, man, the culture was so strong. Even the people that was helping running it at that time wasn't so money-driven. They was money-driven, but it wasn't all about, okay, he ain't got no women in the video. Okay, he ain't got no cars in the videos. You know what I'm saying? They would let those guys put music out there like that. It wasn't like it is now.
And
That's true.
I feel you. I just, honestly, I think that, the platform is still there. And my thing is, if you're not going to play the videos in the plethora that you do, at least give a little. I mean, what happened to Rap City? They completely took it off of TV. They took it off of took it off of TV and replaced it with Eve. That show ain't been on. It's not even a new show. I could see if you replace it with a new show, you replace it with something syndicated. I just wish, I guess my biggest thing is, I just wish that everybody would just kind of get back to real on things. Just get back to the real of it. And speaking of which, that's actually our last song of the, of the day. You know, this is by, this is a hip-hop song. We've been playing R&B. Like I said, we got to get back to real. And this next song that's coming up is by an independent artist by the name of Felt Five. We've had him on the show before. Real talented cat. Raps, sings, produces, writes, engineers, just man of all, jack of all trades. This is Felt Five with Get Back to Real. This is Middleman Present. Talk the Town with Nikki on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo. It's Felt Five, man. It's another day. Yeah, y'all dudes need to stop star mopping floors. Stop all this rap shit. Y'all niggas ain't on it, man. Hey, I ain't from up north. I just know how to talk my mama things. Yo. Hey, this ain't for nobody to get confused. But some cats out here mocking music on the weak ass beat. Weak-ass rhymes, thinking everybody's supposed to really love your shine. I don't know how you come up with your logic, or how much you paid for the beat when you bought it. But the whole thing's garbage, a small ambition. That's the whole reason that I'm on this mission. I wish I had a book for every last one of y'all dudes that suck. Y'all dudes need to stop, start mopping floors, or bagging up groceries at the store. Sorry, homeboy, it ain't meant to be. Hell no, nigga, I ain't got me CD. So much crap coming out the swag. I guess they need one of them Felt Five tracks, and that's
niggas
real.
Niggas, I'm sick of y'all. Niggas, I'm sick of y'all. Niggas, I'm sick of y'all. You fucking up the game for everybody, motherfuckers. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. And I'm just sick of y'all. You're messing up the game for the real time.
I'm sick of them. I want that real music.
Let's get back to real.
Let's get it in a second. My bad, dog. I stepped on your shoes. I know you swag on 100. They ain't touching you. But let me tell you a little story about this dude I know. All the homie ever wanted was a car and some dough. Yo, we thought the studio was the way to go. So we called some goons up and was like, hey, bo. I got some beats from my boy to stay down the street. I'm on the super fruity futuristic swag, you see. So the goons said, cuz, let me get on the beat. And we gon' all get a pocket full of money, you see. Make a long story short, they put out a mixtape and ain't sell not once, cause it was all the same thing. The moral of the story is the following is lame. And mediocre trends put your ass out of range from your dreams. That's what it seems. If you a whack ass dude, step the hell off the scene, and that's real.
sick of them. I want that real life music.
Cell 5, we get back to real.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of sums up my opinion on this. I'm sick of all this. I'm sick of y'all. That's what I wish, man. Like, at the end of the day, and I'm thankful that the internet allows a lot of artists opportunities that wouldn't have before. But on the same token, there's still a lot of avenues out there that have yet to be exploited and that need to be brought back. I think a lot of these formats will be very lucrative for everyone involved, not just the artists, but it can work for the labels. It can work for the TV stations that they brought some of these formats back, especially Rap City. I mean, come on now. Rap City used to dress like, ever since Tigger left the basement, it ain't been the same.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I always wanted to go to the booth, man, and, you know what I'm saying, put my name on the wall and bust Tigger down on a freestyle and then slap him upside the head and tell him to get up out of here. That's what I want.
That's how you feel.
Man, Tigger would have ran your ass.
That's how I feel. Crazy, man. Get Tigger, man. Man, I would have had Tigger put some more stripes on his back, man. Make him a tiger for real.
I'm going to tell you, two cats I respect in radio, in that format right there, television and radio from back in the day when they just started off rhyming, was Tigger and Luda. I'm telling you, them two dudes were cold as hell on the mic.
Yeah.
When Luda was on the radio right here Man, he was murking everybody.
I feel you. I feel you. I mean, you're exactly right. You know. Well, for everybody, if you're joining in late, today we talk about I Want My Music Television. What happened to the music videos? Why I got to pay an extra $100 just to see, extra $100 a month to be able to sit down at my TV and see some good music videos. What's wrong with that? I don't necessarily want to be on YouTube all the time. If I got HD, I might want to see it on my HD. You know, I'm just saying.
You know, some TVs can actually pick up the internet now.
Hey, look, man, I'm not going to go through all the process of hooking all that crap up together.
No,
you're
going to
mess around and have it hooked up.
Hey,
Mama's going to come
hold on,
to the house.
Hold on,
she's going to see something that ain't supposed to be on there.
Hold on, y'all. Fino and Black posted up in the chat. He said, Tigger doing loan and credit commercials in Baltimore now.
Yeah, he is. I heard him when I was in.
Wow. Hey,
we do
have
a caller that would like to comment, y'all. We do have a caller.
Okay, we call
that
our last
show,
caller for the day.
Do a burger
All
man.
Right, caller 903, you are live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
Man, what up, guys? It's business, man.
What's happening, man?
What's going
business?
On, boy? Man, chilling.
But what it is, though, the powers that be, man, they want to keep people on what they want on the radio, you know. They don't want you listening to what they don't want you listening to, you know. They want you to listen to what they put their money on. So that's why they play the same five songs 15 times a day for 3 months. And with the music videos, they, you know, you're only going to get what they want you to have.
Oh, yeah. Man, we appreciate for that comment right there, B. We're going to try to sneak this other call in right quick before we run out of time, man. We appreciate you, Brett.
Yeah.
Caller 334, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What's up, people? It's your boy, Fell 5. What's good, people?
What's cracking?
What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. Shout out. I just wanted to say a shout out to my homie, Phenom Black. He got a dope podcast for hip hop out called Where's My 48, because y'all go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Along with the Middleman. Yo, what I really wanted to say, man, like, as an average consumer, I really just think that, you know, the media outlet, you know, the powers that be, as the last caller was stating, need to start paying attention and realize that, you know, I mean, a lot of average consumers, a lot of people, especially in my city, are not like internet gurus like y'all, like most people of the present day, you know what I'm saying? So in order to hear good music, that's the only outlet they have. And like you said, Nick, like a lot of people not going to have that extra $100 to pay for cable. Niggas barely got extended basic nowadays, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It really needs to be addressed.
pretty much all.
This is true. At the end of the day, advertising is what controls all of this. Advertising. And I'm going to end the show on this, because I used to work for a major communications company, and I was told by one of the people in charge that if I could play dead air between commercials, then I would do it. I don't care what goes on in between there, as long as people keep buying the ads. So that should just let you know what everybody's thought process is in terms of the powers that be.
Right.
They don't care about the music. They don't care about the content. They care about the advertising dollars. And since we are the people who go out there and buy the products that afford these companies to buy advertising with these communication companies, we are the voice. Hits them where it hurts, in their pockets. We definitely want to thank everybody who is tuning in with us today, everybody who tuned in on the web chat, anybody that's calling in on the phone. We definitely appreciate all of our callers, Phenom Blackfelt 5, Mike D, everybody.
Can I say something?
Yeah, right.
Black people, colored people, the show starts at 8 o'clock
Eastern time.
God.
7 o'clock Central. If you live in Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Tennessee, probably Kentucky, and Illinois, 7 o'clock, man. Come on.
And tell a friend to tell a friend. We on Facebook.
Right.
We on here. Man, get more people
on
this
like
show.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Blog Talk. Follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Yep. I can tell you right now, for all of you artists out there that listen in, one of our very own co-hosts, Al. He's an up-and-coming video director. The boy is dope. He's coming up to Atlanta. He's shooting a video for me in about a month or so. Follow him on Twitter.
Twitter.com/TheMiddlemanAl
Yes, sir. Follow Kev. He checks his Twitter once every 4 months.
Yes.
But follow him at the middleman KG.
Yes.
And make sure you definitely follow me. Twitter.com/NickEaton We love all you guys.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take him out with that outro.
The middleman shouted, Beat Crit shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Hey, man, they done upgraded all our stuff over here. I know you ain't seen our new equipment. Boy, I'm lost.
New equipment. I came in to mess with the equipment when y'all wasn't paying attention.
Man, I'm lost.
I can tell.
I'm lost.
Look, man, 2 + 2 = 4
How about this? You
that,
keep doing the Diddy dance. How about that?
Well, I'm going to keep doing it, man.
I am.
Thank you. Take that.
Hey, y'all, tune in next week, man. Hey, Felt, you are a dope individual. Just keep doing dope music, man, and keep pushing it, man. Keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? Get it out there to the masses. Don't forget, man, stay humble and stay yourself. Stay grounded, man. Eat them black eyed peas and a pigeon. Nah, man.
What? Stop.
I'll be on Sunday, man.
We got a great show coming Sunday.
Don't compliment no damn body no more, man.
Y'all
tune in this damn Saturday. I mean, it's Sunday.
It's Saturday.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm speaking to
you.
Like y'all don't know nothing about it.
I see. We see.
My
now
bad.
We know. Oh, yeah. Big shout out. 2 big shout outs before we go. Had to give one to Big Crit. Everybody keeps asking me, yo, who is that on the outro? Even though he says Big Crit on the outro. Yes, that's Big Crit on the outro.
Right. You sound like a monster.
He said, like, one of the first things he said, Big Crit. I think he said Grits. Anyway, so shout out to Big Crit, and shout out to my big bro, Dave Hollister. Just talk to him today, man. I'm telling y'all, when his album, I Am Soul, drops, I'm telling you, it's going to be classic.
Are we
going to
have him as a guest soon?
What'd you say?
I said we're going to have him as a guest soon.
Yeah, we gotta work out the details, man. Between recording, finish up on his album, and you know he's back touring with Blackstreet. It's just catching the right time.
That brother right there takes 15 doggone minutes. That's all he gotta do. 15 minutes.
I know, man.
15 damn minutes.
Plus, I ain't being funny. I'm trying to go ahead and secure this spot on my album. So let me work on that first. Make sure he can get on the album first, and then we're gonna get him on the show. I'm just saying.
I know, man. I'm just saying. While he record the verse on your records, we could do the interview for the show at the same time. When he get finished talking.
Right.
15 damn minutes. Studio, live on location.
I was trying to mess up my joy. Well, I got to share all my moments with my plan. Hey, man, we love all y'all, man. Shout out to everybody that's been riding with us for the last 2 years, 6 months on Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Over two years on Middleman Talk Show. We love all y'all. Thank you. We'll talk to y'all Sunday.
Peace. Winning.